In light of several newspaper articles published in the press in Tarija, and more recently some published by Bol Press, undersigned by Andres Solis Rada, that mentioned the assembly of the Guarani people of Itacoguasu and Equipo Niscor, we find ourselves obliged to clarify the following points. Equipo Niscor, Radio Niscor, and Derechos Human Rights have never received funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, nor from George Soros, and are organizations that have a different legal personality from that of Human Rights, which entity is accused, as he himself put it, of having received this funding. On the other hand, it is known and appears not only in our documentation sites, but also on Wikipedia, that Equipo Niscor and Derechos Human Rights have been sister organizations since their foundation, which fact has never been concealed. In order to support his accusations regarding the issues of funding, Andrés Solís Rada uses a webpage that is part of a domain, derechos.net, dedicated to specialized information for human rights organizations and academic institutions, and has absolutely no connection with the internal organization and or the funding of Equipo Niscor or Derechos Human Rights. The information found on said page is an account of North American foundations that finance human rights programs, particularly of North American organizations, on the basis of which it is not possible to deduce in any way that they fund our activities. Equipo Niscor is an international human rights organization whose activities are legally recognized in Spain and Belgium. Its objectives are laid out in detail on our About Us page of the documentation website, which is, moreover, a reference site in the Spanish language that has been included among the top 10 in the world in the specialized field of human rights. It is the first among civil organizations not to be funded by a government. Radio Niscor was the first online radio specialized in human rights to be created in the world. Derechos Human Rights is an organization based in California, the United States. We have never received funding from any government nor from any company or corporation. The agreement between us and the Assembly of the Guarani People of Itacoguasu, APGIG, is perfectly legal and adequate in light of our objectives. We have advised the APGIG, and we continue to do so in the specific fields of indigenous rights, international criminal law, and civil liberties, and, as in the case of any human rights organization, our actions are protected, among others, by the Declaration on the Right and Responsibility of Individuals, Groups, and Organs of Society to Promote and Protect Universally Recognized Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms, adopted by the UN General Assembly on March 8, 1999. It is false to state that the APGIG seeks to veto the extension of the Villamontes-Tarija gas pipeline, and, despite this right to veto being recognized by the Bolivian Constitutional Court in its Constitutional Judgment 2003 of October 25, 2010, notified to the APGIG on April 12, 2011, the APGIG has not exercised this right. The APGIG has never opposed the Villamontes-Tarija gas pipeline. What it claims, and what also accounts for the standstill in negotiations, are demands recognized by the Constitution of the State of Bolivia, and by domestic legislation, and recently by the Constitutional Court in the exemplar judgment aforementioned in relation to indigenous rights. It is basically a question of the following rights: the recognition of the APGIG's property rights on the Itacoguasu Original Community Territory, TCO, legal recognition by YPFB Transporte S.A., corporate successor of Transredes S.A., of the APGIG as an indigenous organization, the right to consultation, which necessarily implies direct negotiation with YPFB Transporte S.A. and not with the Ministry of Hydrocarbons, MHE, the recognition of pending liabilities not covered by Transredes S.A., which are duly documented, and, of course, the corresponding economic compensation. The statement made by the current president of YPFB Transporte S.A., Luis Vicente, and YPFB advisor, Luis Lafuente, according to which the negotiations are blocked because of a monetary claim by the APGIG for $20 million, is entirely false. This statement, deliberately false, is part of the campaign denounced by the APJIG in its communique dated November 15th and 22nd, 2011, where the indigenous organization explains the reasons for the blocked negotiations. The statement is also false that the APJIG included in its negotiation proposal said quantity. Regarding the agreement signed between Repsol Bolivia SA and the APJIG on December 29, 2010, it should be mentioned that it constitutes an agreement between an indigenous organization and the companies active in the exploitation of the Margarita gas field located on the Itiguaguasu TCO, which is the property of the APJIG. This property right is recognized by INRA, Bolivia's National Institute for Agrarian Reform, and ratified by the Constitutional Court. It is therefore a private agreement, which, for increased legal security, was duly registered before a notary public. There is no legal obligation for its publication, just as there is no obligation for an easement contract or any other type of contract. Mr. Andres Solis Rada may request from the APJIG at its headquarters in the city of Entre Ríos, O'Connor Province, a formal and in-depth explanation of the terms of the agreement, which he has never done, despite the fact that he knows the leaders of the organization, to whom he promised, in 2006, to provide his support in their conflict with Repsol SA. In this way, the APJIG will certainly explain to him that the state did not take part in the negotiations because the then Ministry of Hydrocarbons and current president of YPFB SA, Carlos Villegas, informed them in a letter that it would not participate in the negotiations because they constituted a matter between private parties. In other words, it was the government that renounced being present in these negotiations, thereby leaving the APJIG defenseless in flagrant violation of Articles 2 and 6 of the ILO Convention 169 on Indigenous and Tribal Peoples in Independent Countries, which is part of Bolivian domestic law since July 11, 1991, by way of Law No. 1257. Said agreement complies with the historic demands of the APJIG, which demands are no different from those of other indigenous organizations in Bolivia and other Latin American countries, and from those provided for under international law and Bolivian domestic law, as well as specifically detailed by the Bolivian Constitutional Court in the Constitutional Judgment of October 25, 2010, to which a number of agreements on environmental damages between 1997 and December 29, 2010 should be added. As a result of the above-mentioned agreement, the Itiguaguasu Investment Fund was established, as was communicated by the APJIG, in a communique dated March 15, 2011, that was published on our documentation site and distributed in Spanish, French, and English through our information lists on April 7, 2011. Said communique meets all necessary formal requirements from the point of view of financial practices, taking into consideration that it is a private fund exclusively owned by the APJIG, and hence any responsibilities must be dealt with internally and according to the Itiguaguasu's uses and customs. This communique was unknown to the Bolivian media, and particularly to the media in Tarija. Nevertheless, now it is being mentioned as if it had been a secret concealed by the APJIG. This communique expressly clarifies that the fund is property of the APJIG, and that its administration and disposal depends on the Council of Sages, a traditional institution of uses and customs. As such, the statement that Repsol SA administers the fund and pays the indigenous organization on a monthly basis is entirely false. The fund is managed and advised by the Banco do Brasil, a banking and financial institution property of the government of Brazil. This bank was chosen for being part of Mercosur and for meeting the highest qualifications for financial guarantees, while no Bolivian bank met these requirements, nor was there a single investment fund in Bolivia similar to that established by the APJIG. Therefore, it is false to state that the fund does not comply with the law. It is clearly false to accuse the APJIG of fundamentalism in relation to its actions, as they have been and are carried out in the framework of a legal strategy in conformity with the rule of law, in defense of legitimate and legal rights, as was expressly confirmed by the Constitutional Court of the Plurinational State and according to its uses and customs. it is clear that there is a campaign against the APGIG that is founded in a racist analysis, according to which the APGIG's behavior is suspect of undeclared intentions, that it puts the plurinational state in danger, and that the advice they receive has the illegal intention to dismember Bolivia. Andrés Solís Rada, among others, shares this interpretation with a discourse that leaves by the wayside legality, indigenous rights, and the political constitution of the state itself, and is ideologically poisoned by racism. This discourse denies the indigenous communities, which pre-exist, as in this case, the state of Bolivia's very own existence, any possible rational behavior, thereby denying indigenous peoples as citizens and also holders of rights, and therefore condemns them to misery, to not have legitimate organizations to represent them, but instead to maintain their state of slavery and servitude, as is reflected in the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights report, Captive Communities, Situation of the Guarani Indigenous People and Contemporary Forms of Slavery in the Bolivian Chaco, of December 24, 2008. This was the joint communique released by the Assembly of the Guarani People of Iticaguasu and Equipo Niscor on December 27, 2011. For further information on indigenous rights in Bolivia, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on January 5, 2012.